Welcome to SBS News in Easy English. I am Marcus Megalokonomos. The Australian Medical Association will meet with Prime Minister Scott Morrison to discuss setting up mass vaccination sites across Australia. National President Dr. Omar Khorshid has told the Nine Network regaining public confidence is a priority.
How to get Australians confident again in this really important vaccine rollout, how we pivot the program now that we have to deal with the decision from Otago that the AstraZeneca vaccine is not preferred for those under 50, and to make sure that we get the task done of vaccinating all Australians by the end of the year.
Coronavirus rules have eased across Queensland. People do not have to wear masks now in shops and indoor venues. Visitors can see loved ones in hospitals, prisons, and aged and disability care centres. Plus, entertainment venues such as movie cinemas, theatres, and stadiums are allowed to be at full capacity. A new report says Australia must increase its greenhouse gas emissions cuts much more over the next 10 years. To protect the country from the significant impacts of climate change. The Climate Council has challenged the government to set a 75% emission cut target by 2030 and cut them to zero by 2035. Professor Will Steffen says Australia is well placed to achieve more ambitious targets.
We have enormous potential with our renewable resource, so the best way to get emissions down fast is to convert your electricity system from fossil fuels to renewables. And we have some of the very best solar resource in the world, and we also have very good wind resource. Now, when you put those two together, there is no other country in the OECD group anyway that can come close.
A state funeral for Australian fashion designer Carla Zampatti is being held at St. Mary's Cathedral in Sydney today. The cathedral is full with 1,200 people in attendance. The service is also being streamed on the internet. Ms. Zampatti's family has requested donations be made to the Sydney Women's Fund. Judy Farger paid tribute to her before the service begun.
I began working for Carla in 1989. So that is a long association, 32 years since I began working for her. And I have loved every minute of my time with Carla. I can't imagine life without her. Everybody aspires to work for Carla Zampatti. If you work for Carla Zampatti, you're working for the most amazing, iconic woman in fashion that could ever have been put on this earth. She is one of a kind. She can never be replaced. She's irreplaceable.
Labor Senator Christina Keneally says Defence Minister Peter Dutton personally stepped in to cancel an approved trip she was going to take to Christmas Island to visit a Tamil family from Bilawila who are in immigration detention. She claims Mr. Dutton cancelled the approval of a special plane for her and others she works with. And in sport, Russian athletes will not be wearing their country's flag at this year's Tokyo Olympic Games. The clothing designer of the Russian Olympic team has created blue, red, and white uniforms with a small logo of the Russian Olympic Committee instead of the national flag. Russian athletes are not allowed to compete at large international events under their flag or their national anthem until 2022. This is SBS News in Easy English. I'm Marcus Megalokonomos.